Return on investment, or ROI, is something we hear a lot about in business, usually before a project begins or after it ends. Someone might ask you, what's the ROI at the start of the pitching phase, or what's the ROI after the project or work is complete? Before you get intimidated by an ROI question, zero in on the investment goals. Many executives have a false sense of reality when it comes to the magnitude of the investment that may be required for the return they are seeking, and especially those projects where the return is difficult to directly correspond with the investment. This is the problem with publicity, for example. Since publicity is not designed as a direct response tool for sales, it can be challenging to precisely track. But tracking the investment with specific goals can help paint a better picture. The pitch challenge today? If ROI is going to be a measure of your success, make sure the specifics are spelled out before you get started. If the return the person is seeking for the investment they have designated is unrealistic, decline the project or negotiate a more reasonable expectation. The ROI goals cannot be arbitrary, like, we want to sell more products. Find out the exact dollar amount and time frame this must be achieved, and then ask, how will it be tracked? If the method for tracking the results is also arbitrary, you are likely setting yourself up for failure, because if you have to rely on another person's perception of the goals being met, it's likely the goals will continue to shift and the true return will become clouded by human emotion instead of clear facts.